I'm going to call this meeting of the House Finance Committee to order and let the record reflect that the time is currently 2:02 p.m. on Monday, July 8th, 2019. Present today are Representative Knopp, Representative LeBon, Vice Chair Johnston. I believe Co-Chair Wilson will be calling in here soon. Representative Ortiz, Representative Josephson, and myself, Co-Chair Foster. And before we start, just a reminder, if folks could please mute their cell phones. And in the audience, we have Representative Stutes, and I believe, and Hopkins. Thank you for being here. And today, the committee will hear House Bill 2001, an act making special appropriations for the payment of permanent fund dividends. And it is my intent to just introduce the bill and hold it today. And so at this time, I'd like to call my staff, Brody Anderson, to the table. Mr. Anderson, if you could please introduce yourself for the record and give us a brief overview of the bill.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Knopp.
Do we need to do a roll call vote, establish a quorum to do business, Mr. Chairman, this morning? Or?
Brief it is. And thank you for the clarification, Representative Knopp. We just wanted to ensure that we do have a quorum here to conduct business, and we do have the 6 of the 11, so we do have a quorum. So appreciate the reminder. And Mr. Anderson, if you could please introduce yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Brody Anderson, staff to Representative Foster. Long time ago when I first became a staffer, we were told to never say a certain thing about pieces of legislation. So I can confidently say today that the bill in front of you is short bill, but not a simple bill. Simple being the word that we never try to say. In front of you is an appropriations bill that appropriates the sum of $1,028,509,500 to be appropriated from the earnings reserve for the purpose of a $1,600 PFD payment. Section 2 just designates that these funds do not lapse since it's a capitalization of a fund. And Section 3 is the effective date clause, which would take effect immediately after the passage of the bill. Mr. Chairman, that is the bill in front of the committee.
Thank you much, very much. Do we have any questions or comments from the committee? Representative Knopp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Anderson, so Section 1, $1,600, $1,028,000,000, based on last year's people that applied for the dividend, or how do we get that quantity and number? What do we base that on?
Through the chair, Representative, the $1,028,000,000 rounding comes from a calculation provided from legislative legal at the time of the drafting. That number has changed, fluctuated a little bit based off of calculations from OMB. If this committee does move forward on a potential CS or other changes, at the end of the session, there was a discussion that to provide a $1,600 PFD, we might need to amend the bill to be $1,071,000,000, based off of information that came late in the special session from OMB.
And Mr. Anderson, just for the record, for the public, the amount of the permanent fund dividend that was paid last year is the same amount, which is $1,600, correct?
That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
We've got a question from Representative Josephson.
Thank you, through the chair. Mr. Anderson, had there not been vetoes issued about a week or more ago, the surplus was around $600 million, resulting in a $900 approximate PFD. Were we to pay this amount, we would have encroached beyond the 5.25% from Senate Bill 26. Is that right?
Through the chair, Representative, that is correct. This does go above the POMV draw.
I'd also like to recognize Representative Hannon. I believe I saw her step in a moment ago. Oh, there she is right there. Thanks for joining us, as well as Representative Story. Thank you also for joining us. Do we have any further questions of the committee? Representative Knopp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Anderson, what did you just say? This does exceed the POMV draw under SB 26. I'm kind of curious about that because, as you know, the governor vetoed portion of that draw. So I'm kind of wondering where we're at generally with the POMV draw if we were to take this $1 billion out.
Through the chair, I will this would maybe be a question better for legislative finance if this bill moves forward. But to summarize, with the governor's vetoes, he did allow for, out of all the vetoes, he did leave $1 billion $1 billion left in the ERA for the payment of the permanent fund, permanent fund dividend. So that being the surplus, so anything above the surplus is an additional ad hoc draw. So this would be basically, according to this bill, going over the POMV by $28 million.
Thank you. And we've got questions from Representative Ortiz and then Representative Lebon. And I'd also like to recognize that we've also been joined by Representative Drummond. Thank you for being here. Representative Ortiz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Anderson, if looking at this a different way as terms of a source of resources to pay out what the bill calls for, $1,600 PFD, Representative Josephson referenced roughly $600 million left over based on the budget that we sent over to the governor. So would it suffice it to say then that if that budget stays the same, in order to pay out $1.128 billion, we would need in essence another $550 million? Is that above the 5.25 draw?
Mr. Anderson?
Through the chair, Representative, at this point, it would probably be best. I would hate to direct the committee in a direction that wouldn't be fruitful in the discussion, not having those numbers in front of me. I'd rather defer to, I can find that out, I can ask legislative finance and get back to finance members.
And we also have from Ledge Finance, Mr. Painter. I don't know if he's got the numbers in front of you. No, okay. So with that, we also do have Ledge Finance that can help with some of the answers, but at this point, we can get back to you on that specific number. Representative Lebon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I did a quick calculation. It's slightly below 6.25% on the draw, up from the 5.25%.
We have any further questions? I'd also like to recognize we've been joined by Representative Wool as well as Representative Sponholds. And I've got Representative Drummond, and I think I've got everybody else here. So thank you for joining us. And are there any other questions? Again, my intent is to just introduce this bill. It was just right across on the floor today. And my request of rules and what we wanted to do is just introduce it today. And then have your questions out there so that we can get more detailed answers and we can come back to this tomorrow. I think the intent tomorrow is to look at some of the impacts of the vetoes that have been issued by the governor and maybe discuss a little bit more about how that interplays with the level of the permanent fund dividend. So with that, is there anything else to come before the committee? And seeing none, our next meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, May 9th at 1 p.m. Tomorrow, I believe at 9 a.m., the Senate will be meeting. We did not want to meet at the same time with them to give members an opportunity to listen in to, I believe, OMB and some others will be testifying in Senate Finance tomorrow at 9 a.m. So we will not have our meeting at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Our meeting will be at 1 p.m. tomorrow. And at that meeting, we will be discussing impacts of operating budget vetoes. So with that, if there's nothing else to come for the committee, we will be adjourned at 2:12 p.m. Thank you.